I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's new Supreme Court Chief Justice will be sworn in tomorrow at the state capitol. Harold Melton has served as the presiding justice since January of last year. Melton will replace current Chief Justice Harris Hines, who retired after a 44-year career. The first oral arguments Melton will hear come on September 10th. A $2,000 reward is being offered to help find out who vandalized a Confederate monument in a southeast Georgia cemetery. The Savannah Morning News reports Sylvania police are investigating after a statue of a soldier was found broken off from its base and smashed into multiple pieces on the ground at Screven County Memorial Cemetery. The Georgia Division Sons of Confederate Veterans is offering the reward for the arrest and conviction of the guilty party. The incident comes shortly after students at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill tore down a Confederate statue on that campus. Columbus is vying for a bigger role in Georgia's TV and movie-making industry. A new movie studio is the latest effort. The Columbus Ledger-Enquirer reports that Flat Rock Studio is a soundstage and production facility that's been set up by the W.C. Bradley Company. It's also the new home of the Columbus State University's film program. The strategy for growth in the program calls for CSU students to learn from professional movie and TV production staff who use the Columbus studio and soundstage, making it unnecessary for the students to travel elsewhere in the state. Well, a record number of baby oysters were grown last year at the University of Georgia's nursery on Skidaway Island. GPB's Cindy Hill visited the Marine Extension Lab.
When oyster seeds the size of sand grains permanently attach to a surface, they're called spat. After 2 months in UGA's shellfish lab, they're given to farmers who grow them in coastal waters for 1 year. Tom Bliss directs the lab.
It is a hands-on activity. A few times a week you are checking on those. You really are tending to your oysters like a gardener tends to his garden.
The hatchery started in 2016 and is the only one in the state. It produced 11 million spat last year, more than current farmers can grow. The state is updating regulations so more farmers can participate and the industry can grow. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
The Augusta Convention and Visitors Bureau is opening a new visitor center in the heart of downtown Augusta that looks more like an art gallery or boutique than a traditional tourist information facility. CVB directors told the Augusta Chronicle that the new facility is designed to be pedestrian-friendly with a Wi-Fi lounge, selfie stations, food and beverage sampling, and other amenities. It's dubbed Augusta and Company, and it's located on the first floor of a building the CVB purchased and renovated to house its operations and administrative offices at a cost of $3.86 million. Savannah police say they plan to add aerial drones to their arsenal of crime-fighting weapons. They'll also be used in searches for missing persons and car crash investigations. The Savannah Morning News reports that the city has issued bid requests to purchase 3 drones, one with a high-resolution camera for surveying accident scenes, another with thermal imaging that could pick up the heat signature of a missing person, and a third designed for use by the SWAT team. FAA regulations govern drone operations, including where and how high they can fly. In sports, the Atlanta Dream lost to the Washington Mystics yesterday. The best-of-5 series is now tied at 2 games apiece. The winner of Game 5 tomorrow night at McCamish Pavilion earns a spot in the WNBA Championship Series. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.